Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the NewsHour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. Today we have a returning guest. He's been with us several times. His name is Jeff Stein, and he is the program and news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL in eastern Iowa, but blows all over central Iowa as well. And this is your opportunity to hear him on the stream. Jeff, welcome back to the Business NewsHour. Grateful to have you with us.
Michael, it is always a privilege. I have admired this program and what you've done with it for so long. And if there's any way I can contribute in some small way, it's always a pleasure to do so.
Well, you do contribute. As everybody on this broadcast knows, I'm a regular with News Talk 1540 KXEL at noon on Sundays with the Week in Review. And so we are very grateful for the opportunity to be with you at least once a week, to be able to take a look at the top business news stories of the past week. And there are plenty of things going on. Jeff, at this time of the year, lots of those of us in broadcasting take a look at, well, the big stories of the past year. We reminisce a little bit. And from your aspect with broadcast radio, what do you mark as maybe the top 3, 4, or 5 stories of 2021?
Speaking from a broadcasting standpoint, it is very difficult this year, in particular, to say these are the stories of the year, because so many of them carried over from the past year and will continue into the next year. When I look at business news in particular, there are a variety of things that are related to COVID-19 that started last year. We're in the throes of it now, and they're not going to end anytime soon. Of particular note is the supply chain and how fragile that apparently was. But what all of these things have done, Michael, is they have exposed things that many people you've talked to on this program and that I've talked to over time, many things that these folks warned us about, but we did not see direct impact. So, for example, let's talk supply chain. We are having a problem now because of workforce, and that is something that we've known about in other contexts, but now you've got a shortage of truck drivers. There are some excellent programs, community college programs in the state of Iowa, that will train you to be a truck driver.
Right.
But we can't find enough people to go to those courses to take those jobs. That workforce issue then is magnified. We knew that we didn't have enough good workforce in Iowa to allow our existing industries to expand and to permit new industries to come here, either to start, to expand, or frankly, to relocate. We've been told for a long time we could do much more if only we had more people who had the correct skill set. Well, now you have businesses, whether it's a retail store, a restaurant, any of these, where they're closing because they cannot find workers. And we're talking about, McDonald's near where I live. They're offering you $12, $13 an hour to start. They're offering $16 an hour for the lower level of management. And this is not a derogatory comment, but just to put it into context, when a job at a fast food restaurant pays twice the minimum wage and they still cannot find people, that is indicative of a much broader societal problem where we have all of these open jobs at a variety of skill levels and cannot fill them. And no one has a good recipe, Michael, for how to fix that going forward.
Well, there are a number of things, and we've reported on this on the Business News Hour several times, and the issue continues to point back to wages. In many instances, even $15 an hour is not a sustainable wage for many individuals, especially in the labor force that may be in retail or in restaurants. It's just tough. And so many people are spending anywhere from 40 to 55% of their income for living arrangements. And while inflation is taking a bigger chunk out of their spendable income, it's just really tough to retain employees. Now, one of the things that we've noticed is that those businesses that have been paying in excess of, well, whatever a minimum wage is, not minimum wage, but livable wage, they haven't had the issue in keeping their employees. And even though with COVID and all the other things that are going on, it seems to come back to wages. And of course, that has a inflationary role to it as well, because if you raise wages, the price of goods and services is naturally going to rise as well. Would that be accurate?
Oh, completely. And again, minimum wage was never designed to be a living, sustainable wage. It was the floor. And the free market would suggest that the prevailing wage is based upon market forces. So obviously, if you have a glut of potential workers, you're going to pay them less, because if this person doesn't like the job at that wage, there's another five or six in line behind him or her. That's not the case now. And so there are some who are advocating just get rid of the minimum wage, because we're focusing too much on minimum and not enough on prevailing wage, to your earlier point.
Right.
But when we're talking about these people and taking on jobs, jobs have a different role, I would suggest, for people under the age of 30 than they did for the generation that is slightly older than they are, or our generation. You know, there are many people for whom you had, and this would be our predecessor generation, you had one job, not just one career, you had one job. And then it sort of moved along to, I would suggest, the baby boomer era. You might have had one career, but you had multiple jobs within it. Now you have people for whom quality of life is more important, and they have absolutely no problem leaving a job for an entirely different career, or simply because they want to have time off. That is an entirely different work culture, and it is something that I'm not sure today's managers have really grasped, because the managers are still the ones working 10-hour days, 7 days a week, because that's their culture, our culture, if I may say. And yet younger people, they look at it in a very different way. So this was going on before COVID. COVID gave people even more permission to have that mindset, and it is going to be staying with us to where people who are hiring are going to have to readjust their thinking on such things.
Our guest is Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen. He is the program and news director for News Talk 1540 KXEL. You know, one of the things that has been so surprising in a bit is not only people leaving, voluntarily quitting their jobs, but also the number of individuals who are starting their effort to create their own business. Entrepreneurship has been up steadily in 2021. As a matter of fact, we've seen filings for individual tax business filings increase in 2021 by 13% over 2019. And so there's a lot of folks that are saying, chuck it. I don't like my job. I don't like my career. I'm not so sure that I want to work for somebody, but we got to work for myself. And I think that's also playing a part in this worker shortage, would you think?
Absolutely. And technology has actually been a friend to that.
Yes.
For example, you are the living embodiment of how this field of radio, and now we call it audio, how it has evolved. Your radio program started as a radio program, and you'd go to a radio station because that's how you got the word out. And then as time went on, you took those segments and podcast them. Some of us still say on the internet, but that's really not it, because podcasting is its own genre these days, to where now a podcast can be much more popular than a radio program because of the fact that you allow the audience to listen on their terms, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, 15 years ago, you could not have done that. You could not have left a terrestrial radio station and done all of this on your own from an office that you created, because the technology was not there.
How
now
true.
You can. Now I can do three different syndicated programs, and I can produce them in a radio station if I like, or I can do them from the comfort of my home. Because again, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the only way you got programs delivered to stations was via satellite. Very costly. You needed to have all manner of equipment. Well, now that has even softened to where you can do it through file transfer protocol, FTP. You can do it via email. I'm now in a position, because again of technology being what it is, I can sit in a radio studio in Waterloo and I can guest host on a nationally syndicated program that is based in Memphis that feeds a satellite hub in Denver, Colorado. The fact that you can connect in this way, and I've even, in fact, connected to the program while I was on the road, literally for a short segment from the front seat of a car at a parking lot at a gas station. But the quality, the audience cannot differentiate. No one can tell the difference, because the technology is such that while we still use some of these more traditional forms of delivery like satellite, well, now you don't need that, and now you can be virtually anywhere. There are many national talk show hosts. I guess that's the phrase I'd use. Many of them just do interview programs, but national talk show hosts, they're nowhere near a studio. They have a room in their home that they have converted to a studio. So the old days of imagining someone in a control room pointing at the talent through a window, long gone. You're not even in the same time zone, much less the same zip code, much less the same room.
Jeff now, Stein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the changes in broadcasting, in all manner of broadcasting. You know, you raise an interesting point about podcasting. There are literally hundreds of thousands of podcasts available to the public. And I think one of the things that has made that, and you touched on this, one of the things that has made that so popular, and I know that News Talk 1540 KXEL, you podcast your shows as well, is the fact that individuals can get it on their time. You don't have to be captive to a automobile or truck radio. You don't have to be sitting in front of the Victrola or the RCA at your home on the farm. You can be anywhere and be able to access that. So that is a big change. But saying that, I want to come back to the broadcasting part, because you also touched on something else. As all of these formats have evolved, how has your job, Jeff Stein, changed over the past 5 years?
It has changed greatly in that we have to embrace every outlet that comes up. Social media is a great example of it. We don't know what the next great social media platform is going to be. We think we know what they are now, but are those same ones going to be the key platforms going forward? So my radio station is on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Gitter, Parler, and MeWe. And we have the same handle, if you will, with apologies to C.W. McCall. We have the same handle for all of them, at KXEL1540. But I have also reserved accounts with that same handle on Gab and Sovereign and TikTok. I'm apparently a little too old. TikTok and Snapchat. We don't use those latter four, Michael, but I don't want someone to take our brand and pose as us, but I also want to have it available in case it becomes the next big thing. So not only do you post on social media, quote unquote, You do it on 7 different platforms. I forgot to mention LinkedIn. We have that as well. And you just don't know what people are going to adopt. We do a daily video of my daily commentary. So we post it on our website. We post it directly to Facebook. We post it to Rumble. And then we share that link across the 7 social media platforms. So the fact of doing more and more non-radio things, that's a big change.
Yeah.
The fact that we're having this conversation, our license has just been approved for an FM translator.
Wait a minute. An FM translator? What in the world is Jeff Stein talking about? Find out after we take a real quick look at what happened last week on the markets, and then more with Jeff Stein from News Talk 1540 KXEL.